There are really two kinds of public figures, or two, I see really, at least in terms of abstract gatherings of them. I mean, they're idols and they're heroes. And they serve two different functions and are present in two very different kinds of societies, which is an idol is something that really exists beyond the people that does their living for them. An idol is something that teaches people what they can't be. You know, I mean, that exists in a sense as a negation of the people who worship it. You know, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe is worshipped, you know, by countless numbers of people who know they will never be Marilyn Monroe. And because they know they'll never be Marilyn Monroe, they worship Marilyn Monroe. I mean, the other one is hero, and a hero is something that teaches people what they can be. I mean, a hero is really an available model, you know, that doesn't exist as something that's impossible to reach, but really exists as the embodiment of what everybody could be. If I'm going to be a hero, then I'm going to insist on making everybody a hero. I mean, that's the only way I can relate to it, is, you know, because I reached a point in my life where I was afraid to go out to dinner, you know, and eat in my favorite Mexican restaurant because everybody stared when I came in, you know. I honestly don't intend to have my life shoved around like that. I mean, because it's a very destructive process.
Is that why you don't take me to dinner? You wouldn't say.
We're waiting for word from David's lawyer's office, and they said nothing came in the mail, so we...
Well, I found out this morning that my appeals are over, and I'm not going to surrender myself, because I figure if somebody's going to take 3 years of your life, the least they can do is give you a ride. You know, I mean, it shouldn't be too much for them to come up here and arrest me. And I don't like the idea of me walking into their jail that way. I mean, let them come up and bust me from what I do. I mean, I like to give them a chance to see what they're doing. I mean, I am leaving a nice scene behind. I am leaving my wife pregnant. I am leaving all those things. And I think that the least any man who comes to arrest me ought to do is see that, you know. I mean, let him know the reality of what he does. Let him, just, you know, let him step out from behind his padded gloves. You know, let him take his dark glasses off and take a look.